Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. All right, well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right, I'm Mohammed Ahmed. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Megalix.
Okay, and what is that?
We are a startup based in Seattle, and we add intelligence to cloud infrastructure.
Okay. What kind of intelligence? There's a lot that we could like. A lot of information
would be beneficial. We solve one major problem with the companies that are using cloud infrastructure, which is overspending. Companies, when they go to the cloud, they basically throw their software, they see a very small buzz coming out of their cloud provider, and then over time they end up spending a lot.
Yes.
And they just get surprised and ask themselves, hey, what the hell happened here? And most
of
the
client that did exactly that to themselves.
Yes. So there are so many of these out there. Even though they're smart engineers, they're really focused and they're hardworking on their applications. But the overspending can just creep in easily, you know, in a few months. So what we do is we build a machine learning powered platform that gets plugged to your infrastructure and software.
Okay.
It analyzes what is taking place minute by minute and adjusts what your software needs from the cloud provider. So rather than, you know, manually going every week or 2 weeks and having an engineer looking at the numbers and adjusting the infrastructure.
Searching for processor graphs and all of that.
Exactly.
Okay.
What it does is it just looks at that and adjusts and does the needful for you.
Okay.
And it can run in two modes. One of them is just advisory mode, which you do not have to make it just control everything.
Sure.
And the other one just...
You don't have to listen to it. It just tells you should do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the other one is just running it in autopilot. You just turn on the autopilot, pretty much like the, you know, the self-driving car.
Okay.
And it just does the needful for that.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, think of it like... pretty much like the autopilot that you would see in the commercial flights. In any commercial flight, the human pilot can take the airplane end to end.
Sure.
But at the end, they turn on the autopilot because, you know, it just reduces the cognitive overhead, during that flight.
Sure. Okay. So what cloud platforms does this work on? Because the market is fairly large.
Yeah.
And we know... the big couple, but which ones does it run on?
Right now, we're running on AWS.
Okay.
And we're extending our services to Google Cloud and also Azure, Microsoft Azure.
Excellent.
Yep.
I've got a product running there right now that I could be
very
happy.
Happy to help you with that.
So what's the revenue model on this?
So if you're using the container as a service, which basically you just... give us your containers. We're going to run them for you. You pay for the compute that is being consumed by that container, by your software. In that case, you don't have to worry about VMs. It's really quick and fast for small teams or individual or independent developers. And you get the AI embedded into that.
Okay.
The other model, you're a company. You have your own infrastructure. You don't want to disrupt that, but you say you want to get the benefit of the AI. In that case, you pay per container on a monthly basis. And you can disconnect from that anytime you want to.
Okay. Gotcha. So how did you decide that this was a problem you needed to solve?
Oh, yeah. Cool. So I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
All right. My last job, so I worked at AWS, I worked at Azure, I shipped a few products there, and I thought that there isn't any problem with that. I mean, we were happy just shipping the features. And then I worked at a company that was one of the biggest customers with AWS.
Okay.
My manager asked me at the beginning of the job, I have two questions for you. Are we efficient? Are we having the right return on investment of what we pay to AWS or not? One day in the job, the answer was no and no. We're not efficient. We're not getting the best return on investment.
Gotcha.
We optimized for 6 months. We saved around $4 million at the end. We were celebrating that. You know what? 4 weeks after this, we regressed back. We repeated again, and we discovered that, there's still more improvement that can be done. And then we regressed back. So we scratched our heads and we said, well, are we just a bunch of idiots here? You know, just trying to do the same thing over and over again.
Insanity.
And then I reach out to people in, you know, in big companies and small companies, Netflix, Nordstrom, all those are customers with AWS. And I said, you know what? We have the same problem. And okay. At that moment, I said, okay. Big idea. I think this is a problem that overdue for someone to solve it. Okay. And believe it or not, this is a $20 billion problem in the U.S. alone. So $20 billion were overspent last year on cloud infrastructure. So it's really huge. You can go and easily find customers that are paying maybe $1 million at the end of the year to AWS, and their infrastructure is less than 10% utilized. They could be paying only $2,000 or less if they're really cloud, they're really AI optimized.
Oof, that's painful.
It's a huge problem.
Oh, that's and obviously all of that cost gets passed on to whoever's using the product.
Exactly.
So this could help bring the price down on.
Exactly.
On the products that are running on the services.
Exactly.
Can you imagine 10% utilization on a $1 million spend?
Yeah.
If they got $900,000 back.
Yep.
On their cost.
That's a huge,
huge go win. Back into product development or price reduction on the service, everybody would win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
except for the
except
cloud
for AWS.
Provider.
Yeah. Well, for there, here's one thing.
I don't own stock in that company. That's not my problem.
So it's one for everyone else.
Well, I'll tell you that because some people actually tell us that. You know, what do you think AWS is going to do about this? I'll think of us pretty much like what PayPal did to Visa and MasterCard.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning, people said that, you know what, PayPal is competing with Visa and MasterCard. But at the end of the day, what PayPal did, they made payments more accessible to more people. So they brought business actually to Visa and MasterCard.
So more people used it.
More than what they took back from them.
Yeah.
So I see ourselves in that position as well.
Because if you can show a 90% price reduction, more people are going to be interested in migrating.
Exactly.
Getting rid of your local data center and moving your stuff into AWS, into Azure.
Absolutely. And that's and that's, you know, one of the concerns when I was talking with big companies. I had today a quick meeting with an exec from Samsung, mm-hmm. and they were saying, well, we're very reluctant to move to the cloud because we know that many people just move to the cloud and then they're heading back to data centers because of that cost issue. But now if you basically guarantee for me that I'm going to be dead efficient from the beginning, then I'm sold.
Sure. Yeah. As a software developer.
Oh, okay, cool.
My day job. I know the struggle of getting a client to consider the cloud, even though developing for it's way easier and there's the potential for massively lower costs.
Yep.
Plus it's not a capital expense, mm-hmm. which means it's not. You can write it all off as it happens. You don't have to devalue it over time. Mm-hmm. There's so many benefits to being in the cloud. I mean, even if there's a little bit more cost, being able to write it off as it happens, not having to devalue it, is way better.
Yep.
But they're like, oh, I don't know. Here you can show.
Yep.
But even now, the cost is even lower than we talked about.
Yep.
We're saving even more money.
We can watch. For all of those places where cost leaks happen.
Yep. Oh, yeah, exactly. Many developers, they say, you know what? I have a machine or I have my software for my development environment. I don't really want to babysit that. I don't want to just shut down the machines at night or always, you know, in that struggle of, you know, what is the right size of the machine, et cetera. You can just, you know, deploy your software and you just go and sleep without really thinking about that, hey, did I really shut it down or not?
Right.
Yep.
And do I need, is there going to be some weird bump in traffic at 2 a.m. my time because I've got some client in Beijing that's going to start using it and I need to scale up or down the...
Yeah. We work on that. And the AI actually works in a proactive way. So what we do is... we keep reading those metrics, mm-hmm. and then the AI builds a predictive model. So it says, okay, it looks to me that every day there is that kind of traffic that you receive here. Mm-hmm. So let's take an example. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., your app gets a spike. And it learns about that. So 7:50 a.m. tomorrow is going to basically extend your infrastructure or scale your infrastructure and your containers.
Okay.
And then make sure that it's ready for that spike. Now, that spike's, you know, winds down for whatever the reason, or maybe it just happens regularly every day, is going to also reduce the size of the machine and the number of machines and move your containers to the new, you know, smaller machines.
Sure.
So if you get this kind of spikes at night, it's going to basically get ready for it. Now, okay. if that spike is not anticipated and it's happening, you know, out of the blue for whatever the reason is, it can still actually react and say, okay, you know, this spike is really something new. I'm going to make sure that now immediately that container moves from here to here and satisfy that request.
So a panic reaction as opposed to a proactive.
Exactly.
I know this is going to happen. It happens every day.
Yep. Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah. So basically a fallback, pretty much again, like the autopilot, you know, or the driverless cars.
Sure.
When there is something wrong, what they're going to do, they're going to basically, you know, do the default behavior and give you an alert. Hey, there's something that I'm not able to deal with.
Awesome.
But in our case, it deals with that and basically, you know, just do the needful still in a reactive mode.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, I love this. I can't wait for it to be.
Cool.
Azure-based, because I totally want to use this.
Yep.
For our viewers who are interested in finding out more and following your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Sure. Just go to magalix.com. We just opened up the platform a couple of days ago. Register for free. You can get credits, monthly credits for free. That will get you to just try it out, see the AI in action, and see the magic of it, you know, just working on any app.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.